Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The Provolis Project is receiving a $500,000 shot in the arm. Wavell City officials said last week that the Golden Leaf Foundation is providing an additional $500,000 for the project. The city and county are renovating the building at 127 West Columbus Street to provide a new home for the tech firm. It's expected to create more than 200 jobs. Albert Lee Freeman, age 39, has turned himself in after allegedly stabbing two people and stealing a car in Bladen County. He faces charges for felony first-degree burglary, felony attempted first-degree murder, assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury, and larceny of a motor vehicle. A woman out on bond on trespassing charges has been rearrested after allegedly stealing a drink from the same store where she'd previously been banned. Amber Muse, age 48, was charged with misdemeanor larceny, second-degree trespassing, and resisting an officer. Deputies were called to the Hallsboro Dollar General after Muse reportedly stole a soft drink. They found her walking nearby on Bussey Road. She admitted to the theft, according to the report. Muse had previously been banned from the store after a shoplifting incident when she allegedly tried to re-enter the retailer after being detained by law enforcement. Her bond was set at $3,000 secured. County detectives arrested an alleged drug dealer after a chase near Riegelwood. Shane Lacewell was captured after fleeing a traffic stop and tossing a stolen firearm into a wooded area, according to law enforcement. He was charged with possession with intent to manufacture, sell, and deliver cocaine, maintaining a vehicle for drug activities, possession of a stolen firearm, littering hazardous waste, and other charges. His bond was set at $15,000. A fight between two brothers sent one to jail and another to the hospital Thursday night. Emilio Gutierrez fled from deputies but was captured in a nearby farm field. He allegedly beat and stabbed Jorge Nunez at a home on Birch Park Lane. Gutierrez was held without bond, pending an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainer. Governor Josh Stein has filed a lawsuit against the General Assembly, claiming recent new laws were designed to reduce gubernatorial power and, quote, thwart the voters' decisions at the ballot box, end quote. Stein wants the return of appointment powers to the state utility boards and state building code commission. He also wants sole discretion over court appointees. Stein and then-Governor Roy Cooper filed similar lawsuits in December, attacking new laws that removed the governor's power over the state board of elections. A t-shirt and bracelet fundraiser supporting Kyla Mae Benton is sent for Saturday from 1 to 3 at Lowe's parking lot in Wyville. Shirts are $15 and $18. And bracelets are $3 or 2 for 5. Call 910-625-7724 or 910-734-1753. Kyla is recovering from injuries sustained in a car crash that occurred on January 6th. Killed her mother, Misty Cripp. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.